השם חזק וים אצליבך וים אצליבך וקו אל השם קו אל השם חזק וים אצליבך חזק וים
We're New York 3. We're here with our friends from New York 2. In another lifetime, in a basement in Brooklyn, in our Brooklyn Center, we used to sit together like this and study side by side and sing together with our arms around each other and cook for each other and eat. And we taught intro lessons, and we did campuses, and we distributed newspapers and books. Yesterday, after the morning lesson, we sat here together, and we laughed, and we sang, and we made a l'chaim, and we thought about now, about this lesson. And we thought, what does it mean in this lesson that all of my organs need to exert in this lesson? What does it mean that I'm burning calories from my effort in this lesson? Where can we find each other in that field of intentions together? How can it be that this morning lesson and every morning lesson, our life is in our hands and we turn together to the upper one like our life depends on it? How can we feel that we're awaiting salvation now?
Yes, indeed, dear friends, this is what we're standing before. We're standing before this opportunity to exit ourselves, to exit these vessels of self-love and to find the splendor and the glory of the Creator through the path of love of friends, to reach His qualities of love and bestowal. And we have this opportunity. We have this opportunity to bring this collective deficiency together and demand from the upper to take us out, demand for the upper to raise us to Jerusalem. So let's really feel that if not now, when? And right now is the time together. Let's see that everything is blessed and ready for us. And we're going to make this collective effort. L'chaim.
Amar Ha'ari l'chaverim. Nelchana.
The Ari said to the friends, let us go now to Jerusalem and build the temple. Some of the friends said, how will we go to Jerusalem at this time? It is more than 30 parsas away. Others said, very well, we are willing to go with you, but first we will go let our wives know so they will not worry about us, and then we will go. Then the Ari cried out and said to the friends, I testify before heaven and earth that since the time of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai until today, There has not been a better time for redemption than this time. Had you admitted this, we would have had the temple and the outcasts of Israel would have gathered into Jerusalem. Now the time has passed and Israel went into exile once again. Again. The Ari said to the friends, "Let us go now to Jerusalem and build the temple." Some of the friends said, "How will we go to Jerusalem at this time? It is more than 30 parsas away." Others said, "Very well. We are willing to go with you, but first we will go let our wives know so they will not worry about us. And then we will go." Then the Ari cried out and said to the friends, "I testify before heaven and earth that since the time of Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai until today, there has not been a better time for redemption than this time. Had you admitted this, we would have had the temple and the outcasts of Israel would have gathered into Jerusalem. Now the time has passed, and Israel went into exile once again."
All right, friends, we all know who this excerpt is really about. It's not about some students many years ago. It's really about the imperative for us to seize the opportunity that we have. So this is the active workshop question. Convince your 10 now is the moment to leave Egypt. Convince your 10 that now is the moment to leave Egypt.
We learn that Egypt is not some physical place where a person goes and where he is, but it's a feeling. Yesterday, we did this exercise where we tried to increase between us all the time the importance of the goal and the greatness of the Creator. And it was a very clear sensation of how the will to receive burdens our heart and makes it hard for us to do that act. And friends gave much inspiration and strength. It was a very clear feeling, at least for me, how I, in this Egypt, how I am in this Egypt, and how we need to exit only if we go after the friends.
First,
there's wonderful weather. We should take advantage of it. Thursday for us is an opportunity. We know that we have a gathering from which we can breach. And in lieu of everything that's happening around us, there's no choice. We have to make this step.
The Creator calls us. He gives us, on one hand, pressures from the outside, and on the other hand, He gives us the most ideal conditions in order to be between us here. And all we need to do is not to turn to Him and do all these checks, maybe yes, maybe no, but we need to simply go for it. And don't think that it once worked out for us and it didn't work out for us once, but our current moment in this lesson we have to go for.
For thousands of years, they say, in memory of the Exodus from Egypt, meaning all these memories were just so that we will today realize this, because everything is ready. The world is ready. We are ready. We have a great world kli, and we are capable of uniting
and to breach from within the ego.
Yeah, for the next few days, we'll be reading the Pesach Haggadah among families at homes, and people don't understand what they're doing. I was once also in that place where I was sitting, reading, not knowing what I was reading, and Passover would just go by as if it's some ordinary day. What's important is that there is this inner story where I'm with my friends and I want to exit my ego, I want to get born into a new state, and that is what's important here. We know the story of our soul through exiting Egypt, and we know that only together we can do that. So let us demand from the Creator to bring us out by force.
We're always working on exiting Egypt every day. But now there's a certain state that it's like the whole environment around us is talking about the exodus from Egypt. To them it says one thing, and to us it says another. But for us this is a memory, a reminder of our environment becoming this reminder for us. So let's take advantage of it, because if the Creator is arranging these circumstances for us to think about this and be in this, then come on, it's actually easier right now. We're being shown.
It seems that there's this constant accumulation of all these reasons on the external, in the external world, where the Creator is working on the people, working on the world, adding pressure. But beyond that, I see that we are ready, the friends are ready. I at least have a lot of confidence in you, that you want.
Yeah, great friends, there is no better time than right now to ask. Rabash told us, why didn't you ask? And we learn that the morning lesson is the strongest time in our life when we have these great lights around us. So let's not have any regrets. Let's look within us as much as we can and beg the Creator for this new nature, for His nature, for the friends to have this nature. Staying in Egypt is death. We get comfortable in it because we're used to it. But together with the society, with our great teacher, we're going to create a demand. The Creator won't force us. He won't coerce us. It's up to us to create a demand and a desire. And from all of us in New York, we beg and we ask for this new nature to please finally leave Egypt in this moment.
I feel all of you together that today has been replaced for you with tomorrow. And instead of now, you say later. There is no cure for that, but to exert, to understand that mistake and distortion. That one who is saved by the Creator is saved only if he needs the salvation today. One who can wait for tomorrow will obtain his salvation after his years, God forbid. Again, I feel all of you together that today has been replaced for you with tomorrow. And instead of now, you say later. There is no cure for that, but to exert, to understand that mistake and distortion, that one who is saved by the Creator is saved only if he needs the salvation today. One who can wait for tomorrow will obtain his salvation after his years, God forbid.
Yes, friends, instead of later, we're going into all the way now. And we're starting that with the silent workshop where we can be silent, but we can be so loud that we're going to hear each other's hearts. Our heartbeats will be just beating so loud, and let's enter connection in one heart and feel the Creator there. Once again, the silent workshop is let's enter a connection in one heart and feel the Creator there.